Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Oh, hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I got a package today that I didn't order. There's an order number on it. The address is totally wrong, and the name is wrong. Can I give you the order number?
Can I start off by getting your zip code to see if I have an account for you?
Oh, I hope not, because I didn't order. 11747.
You said 11747?
Yes.
And what is your first and last name?
Linda Stellacci. But the name on here says Jeannie.
And what's the last name, ma'am?
Which last name? My last name or the name on the package?
The name on the package.
Okay, it says Jeannie Bland, B-L-A-N-D.
Okay.
First of all, it says Melville, G-A. I live in Melville, New York. So I don't, 241 Clubhouse Circle, that's my address. But my address is Melville, New York.
Okay. And what you can do is, ma'am, you can get that product, that item back to the USPS service, and they should return that product back to the sender.
Excuse me? They'll return it to what? The post office?
Uh-huh. You could just return it to the post office, and they should be able to find the right person that product should be getting to.
Yeah, but on this order form, it has my email. So is someone using my email?
What's your email?
Can I ask you how it holds filling at AOL?
Okay. Give me one second, ma'am, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You have to return it?
Well, she said she wanted it to go to the right person, but this person is using my email and everything. I need to get to the bottom of it.
Find out how it was paid.
Yes, that's what I wanted to ask her.
Mm-hmm.
What credit card was used? Better not have been mine. I have panties on, but no bra.
No bra? No bra.
Okay, ma'am, thank you for holding for me. What is your name?
Yeah. My name is Linda Stellacci, Sterlacci.
Okay,
so
you are
could
Linda.
You tell me how it was paid? I'm concerned.
Okay, ma'am, let me get you to verify that the address for me, your address.
What address do you want?
The address, the shipping address.
Okay. 241 Clubhouse Circle, Melville, GA. What is that, Georgia? 11747, which that's a New York zip code.
Okay, so you are in New York, not Georgia.
Right.
Okay.
And that is my zip code, 11747. That is my address, and that is my email, but not my name, and I never ordered this. I have no use for it. I'm concerned on how it was paid. Is somebody using my credit card, or is it just an error in ordering?
Okay, ma'am, can you verify the last four of that card number just to see if this account is yours?
I don't have. What number do you want?
The last four of the card number, your credit card number, the last four.
I don't have a credit card. I didn't use a credit card. I don't know what number you want. I want to know how this person paid for this. I didn't order this, so why would you need my last four digits of my credit card?
Okay, ma'am, were you billed anything, amount or anything?
I don't really know. I haven't gotten a bill yet. Was an email sent to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you resend that email? What does it say that it was, how it was billed?
Okay, so what I do see on this account, I see that it was a headlamp that was ordered on the 15th, a headlamp, and the shipping
right,
and handling charge of $6.95.
The shipping and handling was $6.95? So
yes,
what
ma'am.
Was the lamp?
That was for the headlamp. The shipping and handling charge was $6.95.
Okay. So where did it come from? Why am I getting it? I don't understand. I didn't order this. What credit? Could you just give me a credit card name or the last four digits of a credit card so I can see if it was mine? Who the hell is Jeannie Bland?
Well, ma'am. Since you stated that you don't know that person or that name,
no.
What I'm going to do is get you over to the fraud department.
The fraud, okay.
Yes, ma'am. You're not able to verify any card information or anything on this account. So I'm just going to get you
no.
over to the fraud department.
Okay. Do that.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. And just hold on the line for me. Someone for the fraud department will pick up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How much was the lamp?
She won't tell me. She just said it was $6.95 for shipping. This is nuts. You told me ignored. I probably erased that email. No, I can't. No. Probably didn't say what credit card, though. I would have noticed that. Then I would have been upset. Right? We agreed together to erase it. I'm not blaming you, honey. Just so you know that. But I, you know, you hear these things and then people charge big things. That's why I want to. My email's there. And here from my address.
Okay,
thank
ma'am. Thank you for holding for me.
Right.
I'm just going to
yes.
go ahead and get you transferred over to the fraud department because this sounds like someone maybe used that name. We do have that name in this account. But I'm just going to get you transferred over to the fraud department. So
okay.
You can see exactly
okay.
what is going on.
Yeah, I don't understand. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
How'd they get my email? I did get an alert from McAfee that I thought they stopped it. That somebody had my email.
Okay. And, ma'am, you could just hold on the line. I'm transferring you right
okay.
now. And thank you for calling customer support.
You.
Please don't hang up the line.
Okay. No.